This is the Overclocked Playlist, a collection of listener-submitted recommendations so we can all discover music together. This week's theme is credits music. Brian, look.
At what?
Do you see them up in the sky? They're beautiful.
Those planes?
No, hundreds of their names descending in ordered format.
Oh, yeah, there's Hideki Kamiyuma.
Yep, and there's Pixel Man Joe. He did the pixels. It's the credits episode of the Overclock Podcast. My name is Steven.
And my name is not.
That's so true. His name is Brian.
Yep.
We're brothers, and we've hosted this here podcast for quite a while now, but this is the final episode.
Yep, the final stage of the final boss. Oh, we should have done final bosses. That would have been way better, right?
That would have been too combative.
You're right.
Because we're not going to get into a fight. We're going to reminisce on all the good times we've had.
That is true. And we're also going to give a full staff roll of everyone that has worked on the show.
Oh, no. You know why I suddenly had like a pang of nerves when you said that?
Yeah, every person we've interviewed, every person that was on those interviews,
no.
Every person that submitted a segment.
There are two really bad
every
reasons.
Every artist we've ever played.
Oh, no.
Every contributor to any song.
I don't even have a list for that one.
Every member of OC Remix.
Wait, isn't it kind of cool that it's panicking me so much to actually list all that?
Yeah, that is kind of cool that you get panicked. But no, I know your point. Yeah. This show has been amazing, mostly because of how much people have interacted with it and contributed.
We're really used to making creative projects that we did all through our youths, where we made them for us and nobody else. Nobody else listened to them or interacted with them. We just did it for ourselves and had fun with it. This is one of the coolest projects that we've done just because it wouldn't be good without other people.
And we were like, oh wait, nope, that's too stressful. Let's go back to making our own projects.
Exactly. I can't handle it anymore. I can't do it. I guess for those maybe who either didn't hear the announcement or just kind of want a final say on the matter, Brian, let's kind of give it a proper goodbye and sort of clear up why we're stopping and what we're going to do next.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, for why we're stopping, it was mostly Steven's decision, which I say to just, you know, point fingers here and absolve myself of blame. But no, he was really taking on the main load. As you could tell, he was doing all the interviews recently and doing the editing. And I was supporting and showing up, but he had really taken it on as his project. And as he was kind of starting this new year and reevaluating what kind of stuff he wanted to work on, he realized that the Overclocked Podcast, while good, was kind of becoming habitual. Like, I just got to get this out because I got to get it out, but it wasn't something you're really passionate about doing in the same way as your other projects. And it also had a really good run. And just because you're not continuing it doesn't mean you're not happy with everything you've done.
Exactly. It's not that I wasn't enjoying the interviews and even the editing process in the moment, but it was the continuous nature of it. A lot of things in my life, from work to entertainment, tend to be cyclical. And I have to, you know, get up every day or every week and put something out there. And I just wanted a personal break from that for a little while. So will we ever continue the show in some format at some point? It's totally possible, but we're not promising anything.
Yeah, if we do that, then we're going to have to do title screens episode as the reboot.
I'm writing that down just in case. You never know. And I do kind of want to thank a few people before we head out here.
Sure.
Who helped make the show what it has been. First, our contributors, the people who made the segments. We had people like Laura and Travia and Jeff McMillan. We had Elisa Menez helping out and our pal Carl of the
Matthew
of the Supermercado Bros. Matthew Tusseroni as well, also known as Major Third. All of these people come in and create their own personalized segments based on their own perspectives and talents.
Yeah.
That was a really special thing. We had JH Sounds come in for a while and do the the recap of the remixes with his own spin on it, which was a really notable, cool thing because that wasn't even something we sought out and asked for. He just volunteered it and started making this stuff.
Yeah.
Much like how Sin Shadis came in and started writing the remix rewinds, which not only took a load off of us for a good handful of months there, but also it was just incredibly entertaining to read his weirdly poetic musings about every single song that was released on OC Remix.
Yeah.
Obviously, everyone who has ever submitted anything or sent us an email, Brian, I know it's my job to check the inbox and do Discord and stuff, but you have not even seen all the great messages we've been getting from people about the show ending. They're so happy. <It's finally ending>. The curse has been lifted. They all cry in unison.
That is awesome. And I also, of course, a thank you to everyone who agreed to be interviewed. That's really what started all of this, and it's what kept it going.
You know, I just said something on a microphone and it made a waveform look like a sweet potato.
Oh.
Anyway, the big surprise for me with the show is not only that I get to meet a lot of fascinating people and talk with them at length and get to ask them very specific questions about their music, but a whole lot of them became our ongoing lasting friends.
Yeah.
Some of them, like the Mercado Bros, for example, we talk to every week and we get to meet up with every year.
And I never know when Will Rock is going to send me a great 80s mashup.
You never know when he is. And then he does. Yeah. And then it makes your life a little bit better.
Oh, a lot better.
It makes your life. I can do that in post. It makes your life a lot better.
There you go.
Well, now I'm paranoid. Are you forgetting anyone? Maybe we should thank the Overclocked Remix staff. we thank them?
Not me. Yes. Thank you, Overclocked Remix, for like letting us make you a podcast for like 2 years. It's been amazing, and always meeting up with us at I almost said PAX, but that is not true. MAGFest, which is awesome. And it's just been a super welcoming group that has really allowed us to do what we already love doing, just on a bigger scale and in a better way. So I really, really appreciate them taking a chance on us and letting us do this.
The Overclocked Remix staff, we thank you for never saying no, even when we made a full-length rap song about our own show.
I don't think we asked permission for that. I don't think we sought permission or forgiveness for that either. We did neither permission or forgiveness.
We skipped the whole process and just put it on the internet.
Yeah, but still, yeah, they have been wonderful. And I also want to thank you, Steven.
Me?
Yes.
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Brian.
Yeah, you too.
You know, I like to think, I haven't actually counted, but I would like to think that all of the standalone playlist episodes we've done total up with this episode to create exactly 100 episodes.
I'm positive that is the case. I'm 100% sure.
It definitely is. Mm-hmm. I'm sure. And you know what we can do if it's not the case? I'm just going to go back and delete some episodes.
Or make some.
No, that's too much work.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and jump into our secret songs. We're still doing that. We got some credit music of our own here.
Yes, we do. It's all going to be credits music, staff roles, the end of the road.
Okay. 3, 2, 1, go.
I hear the call of the bagpipes, Brian. The podcast gods are calling me home.
So I'm curious how quickly you recognize this.
Is this from The Witcher, maybe?
No.
Oh, wait, I know this song. What is it, though? Is it Dragon Age?
It is. It is the first Dragon Age.
Dragon Age. That brings me back.
I chose this for two reasons. One, I think it was one of the most just like rewarding and emotional credits to reach in a game, because that game was just so memorable for me. And then secondly, it is just a beautiful song.
It is. Amazing vocal work. Enon Zur was the one who composed this one.
Yep.
It's called I Am the One. Good memories. Dragon Age was a great game.
I know. I kind of just want to reminisce about Dragon Age for a while.
Some of my favorite just dungeons and characters in any RPG.
Yeah. I absolutely agree with that. It really felt like an epic that deserved its title.
You know who I liked?
Alistair. Alistair was just so dang likable. Liliana was so likable. Morgan was great. Horribly unlikable in a great way. It's just like they hit it out of the park on almost every character. Sten, amazing. Like, geez, very few games hit like that many good characters.
Very true. Dragon Age was our Mass Effect. While everyone else is out playing the sci-fi game, we're like, no, epic fantasy.
You know what else is good? It's Dragon Age 2. You should one day actually finish that.
You know, Brian, now that I don't have to put up a podcast every single week, maybe I'll have the time.
Maybe.
All right, well, my secret song, in the same way, isn't going to surprise you. You've certainly heard it before, but it just seemed like the right way to end the show. So you ready to click? 3, 2, 1, go. So a little background on this particular song. It is the first and last time, other than the rap, that we're playing a song that one of us actually had a hand in creating.
Yep.
This was something that I made for Brian's birthday along with Abigail, Brian's girlfriend, and
fiance.
Well, at the time it was your girlfriend, so
this is true.
And also Amy Shea, also known as Diodes. She and her husband helped out with the instrumentation and actually, you know, playing the piano and
right.
And of course, it's a remix of a KK Slider song, and I'm getting into the loophole because all the KK Slider songs play over the credits in Animal Crossing, so it counts.
That's really smart.
Oh, and I did the whistling.
So good. This song is amazing.
So it is a very simple song, but I'm just so happy with how it turned out. It is authentic Animalese. Abigail is singing every line that KK Slider himself did in the original version.
The melodies behind the KK songs were strong. They were not just throwaway. They were beautiful melodies, and so they really live up to real production like this. Well, interestingly, we both chose beautiful solo singer songs, I think.
I guess we're just in a nostalgic kind of mood. I don't know why. I've been thinking about it all day. You can't figure it out.
All right. Well, this is a very good pick.
Yep. I thought so, too.
Like a guitar pick, except it's a pick.
Like a guitar. Thank goodness you fit in a pun before the end. Now we can end the show.
Now we can truly end the show.
Well, everybody, thanks for listening, not just to this episode, but to all episodes. It's been a complete pleasure. I have loved getting to know all of you on the Discord channel and otherwise, and stay in touch, because we will.
For sure. And we are not done yet, because we have a bunch of credit music to play from all the stuff people submitted. So let's get into it.
Okay, let's listen to it now.
Let's roll some staff.
Let's give credit where credit's due.
Aha!
Really?
Isn't It Wonderful? Orchestral version from Final Fantasy X HD and submitted by Yorito.
Katamari of Love from Katamari Damacy and submitted by Phoenix Down.
Shattered Departure, originally from Sonic the Hedgehog 2, remixed by Wizard Jeff Hogg, and submitted by Black Doom.
staff role from Super Mario 64 and submitted by Stalky.
Kidpella, originally from Bastion, remixed by Square Law, and submitted by Patchpin.
Take me back to my home, sweet home. Lie on my back, clouds are making way for me, I'm coming home, sweet. You left this burning for me. Mother, I'm
Wishing on a Shooting Star, from Mega Man Battle Network Legacy Resonant Transmissions, and submitted by Tamias222. We'll be right back.
Rise from the Ashes. Originally from Phoenix Wright Ace Attorney, remixed by Turnabout Jazz Soul, and submitted by Square Evil.
Credits from AM2R and submitted by Joseph G. The Staff Roll from The Legend of Zelda Wind Waker HD and submitted by Sothen. Thank you.
the staff role from The Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword, and submitted by Luigi.
From Pokemon Crystal and submitted by Harpsona.
The credits from Fez, submitted by Jezon.
Let's Dance Boys from Bayonetta and submitted by Rexy.
With The Stars and Us, from Persona 5 and submitted by Flurry of Flames. Moving on, from Street Fighter 3 and submitted by Lion Tamer.
We'll be right back. dark world with street soldiers, thugs and gangbangers. Just like we showed you that last part of your life, but now it's changed to the newer era. Sick, even more colder than whatever. Yo, it's time I moved on. I put my title up. Everybody got defeated. It's time you hung it up. Optional. The level you want, you better settle. This would have been the closest you got to the medal. If you plan to start from scratch, you gotta fight your way up. It's all about the victory and who's getting ate up. Survivors are always labeled the fittest. That's why you couldn't win this. I'm the living legend, veteran in this. My first priority got dealt with successfully. Nothing more to prove in my corner, no one testing me. I finished all my missions, you tell me who the best could be. Capcom and Lockdown, Infinite is your fighter tree. Yo, I moved on, now my life is much better. On to bigger things, but we hustle forever. We cut your life short, plus you thought you was clever. It's all about the family, we stay silent forever. Yo, I moved on, now my life is much better. Now we on some bigger things, but we hustle forever. We cut your life short, plus you thought you was clever. It's all about the family, we stay silent forever.
Primal Light from Guilty Gear X2 and submitted by Carlos.
Carlos! Shout out to Carlos.
Carlos!
I don't think that embarrasses him anymore, so it's not fun.
No.
Goodbye. I'm getting up right now. I'm just gonna leave. I'm done with this podcast. Okay, bye everybody, have a nice life. Don't forget. Oh wait, I forgot to say it. What a show.